Starting today, you can read content from news organizations, including the New York Times, NBC News, National Geographic, directly on Facebook. It's good for Facebook. They get to be sort of a publisher. But what does it mean for news organizations like The Times, BuzzFeed, and for you, dear consumer? Vivian Schiller is a former head of NPR, former head of news and journalism partnerships at Twitter, and now a media consultant. So, Vivian, start with consumers. What does it mean?
I think this is an excellent thing for consumers. I mean, the fact is Facebook has 1.2 or 1.3 billion users worldwide. They have a much larger audience than news organizations have. And if Facebook can provide quality content, which of course all of these initial partners do provide quality content, in a way that is seamless part of the Facebook experience, that's good for consumers. And as someone that cares about journalism, that helps with informed citizenry, which is what many of us went into journalism to achieve. For publishers, for news organizations, that's a different story.
Right. At The Atlantic's James Bennett said in the New York Times today that it means that news organizations will lose control over their means of distribution. Now, here's one aspect. Newspapers are about brands. The New York Times looks a certain way. Will the New York Times start to blend with BuzzFeed when it reaches Facebook? BuzzFeed, by the way, posts articles that look like articles, but they're actually written by advertisers. So do you have concerns there?
Well, those are two different things. I mean, articles that are written by advertisers, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, so long as they are clearly labeled as content that was paid for and approved by an advertiser. But for the most part, what these publishers that are partnering with Facebook are going to do is make their journalistic content available to consumers. Are they giving up direct control? Well, I mean, quite technically, of course they are, but the fact is they're going to reach a much, much larger audience. They are going to reach people who would never necessarily come to their websites or buy their newspaper or tune into their channel. So net-net, this is a very good thing.
Well, the New York Times spokesperson has said that that's the goal, to try to bring people from Facebook to the paper or other platforms the paper might have. But do you have concerns? Because you say for journalists and or for the news organizations, it's a different story than it is for consumers. So do you have concerns?
Yes, of course I have concerns. By publishing on any platform that is not your own, you give up control of the user experience. So how will your article show up, or your story or your video or your photograph? Will it show up in the consumer's newsfeed? If it doesn't show up in the newsfeed, it may as well not exist. Do you have control over the information and the data that is so vital for publishers to have in order to enhance their experiences? Will the news organization control the money that is made by people looking at their stories on Facebook? Facebook right now says to publishers, yes, keep all of the revenue, but could they change that? Yes. So there's reason to be wary, but what's the alternative? The alternative is not to play, and that's sticking your head in the sand. If a news organization says, I'm going to ignore, again, the over 1 billion people who are on Facebook, and particularly younger generations, which news organizations are so desperate to reach, because I'm worried at some point the algorithm might change, or I'm worried that I don't control the user experience, is a huge mistake, and it is to set off on the path to irrelevance.
Vivian Schiller, former head of NPR, former head of news and journalism partnerships at Twitter, and now a media consultant. Vivian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.